Let's turn in our Bibles this morning to two places. God is good. I know there are others that could have sung this morning. We're going to focus on the Scripture. I want you to find the book of Micah, chapter number 6, and also the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 10. And I'll give you a couple minutes to look at this. I do appreciate your prayers. This crud is the crud, I guess. I don't know what's another name for it, but I do appreciate those that filled in for me and carried on. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Micah chapter 6, a common verse of Scripture. I believe we taught this in Sunday school, Sister Betty. I don't know how long ago. Months, several months. But I want to read verses 6 through 8. And also, I want you to locate Deuteronomy 10, as I've already mentioned. If you're in Micah chapter 6, give me an amen. Amen. Listen to this. It says, "Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul." Verse 8 says, in response to that, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee?" Read this with me, friends. "But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Can you say amen at the reading of the word? Reach your hands and let's agree together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we agree in prayer once again this morning, asking you to have your way, minister by your power. Open hearts and minds this morning. Guide us the way that you'd have us to go. Father, let us understand the simplicity of walking with you and what you require of us today. Father, just be glorified through this message. Minister to each and every one. We feel your touch and presence here right now. And Father, we pull down every stronghold, Lord, that would hinder each individual this morning from receiving the blessing, the miracle, the need they have in their life. Father, I just praise you for your hand extended. I know that you're able and willing this morning. Your power is sufficient for all of our needs. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that works in us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. In your holy name. Church, just praise him this morning. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you wish. Stand if you wish. You know, I think often of Adam in the garden and how that the Lord would come down and fellowship with him. And what a wonderful time that could have, should have been. Don't know how long man was in the garden, but the Scripture tells of God coming down and fellowshipping with Adam and Eve. And there in Genesis chapter number 3, after they sinned, Adam hid himself amongst the trees of the garden. How many understand, we talked about in Sunday school, that sin will separate us from God? Well, that's what it happened in the garden. And man was not walking with God in fellowship with God because of sin. And sin, how many understand, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. You know the old song. But here's the thing, friends. God's ways are the best ways. And we need to walk with God. And I want to title my message this morning to walk with God. And the writer here asking the question, what shall I give to the Lord? What can I do to make myself right with the Most High God? If I give myself as a burnt offering, do I give all these sacrifices or make this big to-do? And the writer here in verse number 8 says, this is all you got to do. Love mercy. Walk humbly with our God. Let me understand that. It's not a big thing. Love mercy. Do justly. Walk humbly with God. Now, I've asked you to also locate Deuteronomy chapter 10. I don't know how long-winded I'll be this morning, but here's what I'll do. I'm done. And we're just going to rejoice in what good things God has done for us. We need to walk with God. Now, when we use the term walk, what are we saying? When we refer to someone walking with, it is a manner of lifestyle. And I want to tack on one word that I want to deal with just a little later. And it's the word daily. How many see when we talk of the phrase, we walk with God, we have a daily relationship with the Lord? Not a weekly meeting, rendezvous at a church house with a God we're not familiar with, but we're talking on a daily basis. Someone we have fellowship with, someone we have communion with. I don't know about you, but this morning when I opened my eyes, guess what this pastor done? How many should know by now? I lifted my hands to heaven and I praise God for another day. I'm thankful today that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I walk with Him each and every day. Don't mean I don't stumble and don't fall. Hear me now, but I get up and I keep on walking with the Lord because He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of my attention. He's worthy of my dedication and my devotion. And you know, we get this idea. Our stinking gets a thinking. Did I get that backwards? I sure did. Our thinking gets to stinking. We get it backwards. We do. We have stinking thinking. We've got this idea that God is this omnipotent, great, sovereign being off in the wild blue yonder that is so unapproachable, that He is so distant that there's no way that little old me down here in Casey County could ever reach or ever touch Him. But I want to tell you this morning, friends, that Jesus made the way. He blazed the trail that me and you could have a fellowship with God, that we could walk with God, and then we could gain back what Adam gave away. I want that back. Now, familiar. I know we've preached and we've taught and we've looked at these verses here in Micah. And I wanted to begin with this because it is simple today. God is saying, I want you to take me by the hand and I want you to walk with me. And I believe what we lack in our life, if in sincerity we'll seek God, God will make up for that. I do believe that. Deuteronomy chapter number 10. Verse 12. I don't require ever using this verse in a sermon before. But I want to put it with the verse that we began with in Micah. And listen closely to these verses, friends. Very, very important. God's ways are good. I don't always understand the Lord's ways. Someone jump on board and say amen to that. But here is where I am at. I trust the ways of God. What I don't understand, I believe He makes up for at the cross, and I trust Him. And when all this is said and done, I believe God's going to come after His children. I'm going to be part of that group. He tells me, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I want you to think about that phrase for a minute. How many in here can control whether or not your heart is troubled? I want you to think about this before you answer. Would Jesus say, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, unless it was within our ability to seek His face and have faith and have assurance and have confidence and have hope and have something we can hold on to? And this world today needs something that they need to hold on to. Amen. We live in a troubled world. But I want to tell you, let not your heart be afraid. Don't be troubled. Trust in God. Believe in Him. He said, my Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, He said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. How many love that? Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Notice closely. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee? Sound familiar? We just read in Micah a very similar phrase. But to fear the Lord thy God and to walk, what does it say? In all His ways. And to love Him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. How many this morning you still need to serve the Lord a little harder, a little closer, a little better? All of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. He says, but if we do this, there's a great reward. Here we go. Verse 13, to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, here we go, which I command thee this day, what? How many are reading this with me? How many catch this? for thy good. The writer here, Larry, is saying that, well, these are for our benefit. It ain't just a set of rules that God is dictating to us, something, you know, off that doesn't apply or doesn't pertain, but God is saying this is the best for you. And I believe that this morning, that the Word of God is the best for us. The ways of God are the best for us. And if we will adopt the mentality, Lord, I don't fully understand what's good or what's best for me, but you know what's good and what's best for me, and I'm going to do it your way. Now, when we do it God's way, we're going to find out that God's way does indeed work. Follow me to the book of James this morning. Several individuals through the Word of God walked with God. Enoch was a man. The Bible said he walked with God and he was not. God took him. The book of Jude talks about how God translated him. Amen. He foretold of the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. But we could read various places through the Bible about the man named Enoch, but he had a testimony that he pleased God and that he walked with God. How many want to have that testimony? We can read of the man named Noah, how that he walked with God. He was perfect in his generations. God used him to build a boat to save his household. 8 people saved by water, but here's the thing. He did what? He walked with God. Now, how are we to walk with God? Number one today, I believe we need to walk with the Lord humbly. I believe if this world, I'm going to say, I believe if this nation could use anything, it could use a dose of humility. How many believe churches today could use a dose of humility? How many believe preachers today could use a dose of humility? Now, don't go too far there. Praise the Lord. We could all use an humbling. And you know, friends, I believe life, if we will allow it, will humble us down. We encounter things that brings us to our knees. We enter into a battle with the enemy. How many understand that that should bring us to our knees? James 4. I'm going to give you a formula here. A formula I've heard many times, but never this way. Have me understand that the Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. How many have ever heard people say, just resist the devil, and he'll flee from you? How many have heard people say, just that part? How many recognize without the submitting to God part, though, the resisting of the devil part's not really going to work? I want to add one more feature to that, though, and that's the verse before, James 4:6. It says, but he gives more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Let me understand the therefore part of the phrase reflects upon the previous statement. Seeing that you have humbled yourself before God, you are now ready to submit yourself. We can't submit ourselves to God in pride. We can't go, and I know folks have got this attitude, well, I'll just bargain with God. You can't bargain with God. You have to come surrendered on His terms. You know, we talk about making a deal with God. Friends, the deal has already been made. The forge has already been set. And I want you to know what Jesus done on the cross of Calvary has provided salvation, and we've got to go by the way of the cross or we're not going to make it. Now, let's read this verse again. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And what does it say? He will flee from you. Let's turn back to the book of Isaiah. Go back in the Old Testament to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. I feel the wonderful presence of the Lord in this place this morning, friends. And God is speaking to us. I believe Jesus is saying, take me by the hand and walk with me. I'll go with you always. And we do. We honestly need to get out of the church mentality. Don't get me wrong. Be faithful to the house of God. Be faithful to church. But church ain't where we meet God. We've got this attitude, well, I'm going to church to serve the Lord. Friends, you're in church 3 hours a week. And if that's the only time you serve God, you ain't got much of a service to God. But we need to get out of that mentality, you know. And again, be here. Every time the door is open, do what you can as far as your assembly with other believers. We need that. But we serve God outside the walls of this church. We serve God on a daily basis. You serve God through the course of each and every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I want to drive that home. Catch that. Isaiah 57. The promise to the humble, the requirement that Micah made was to walk humbly with our God. And with the Lord's help this morning, we want to walk humbly with God. Understand your need for the presence of God in your life. Isaiah 57 and 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy, this great exalted King, make this statement: I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. Looking at that word contrite, it means humble. And it means broken. And God is saying, I dwell with, I walk with, I cohabitate with. Hear me now, friends. How many believe we need to humble ourselves? I want you to raise your hands to heaven and praise Him in this place. Hallelujah. Just humble yourself in the presence of God right now. Acknowledge His greatness. Acknowledge His superiority. Father, we thank You this morning. We honor You this morning. We praise You for Your touch. Thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your mercy. Lord, we need to walk with You. Hallelujah. We need to walk with You, Jesus. Praise Your name this morning. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Savior, we just humble ourselves right now in Your presence. We acknowledge Your superiority and our desperate need for Your touch. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank You, sweet Jesus. Go over a couple chapters to chapter number 66. Last chapter in Isaiah. And again, I want us to get the right attitude this morning. God is a great exalted King. Heaven is His throne. Earth is His footstool. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. His power is more than we can comprehend. Someone say amen. Yet a God this great is saying, I choose to dwell with a humble person. I want to walk with the person that's of a broken spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The very first beatitude talking about those that are broken and those that are humble. Isaiah 66 and 2, for all those things mine hand hath made, and all those things hath been, saith the Lord. Notice this. But to this man will I look, even to him that is of a poor and a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. We get too familiar. I want you to know that if a great person were to come into our midst, if the President of the United States or a senator or someone that's of a high rank or authority, we would look at that office and we would treat it with respect. Can you say amen? We wouldn't get real chummy with them. We would respect them. And friends, I want you to know we need to respect the very touch and presence of God we have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's fast forward to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 5. Follow me for a few more minutes this morning. Won't be too long. But I want us to have the right attitude this morning. God is saying, I want your fellowship, but you'll need to humble yourself down. I want your presence, but I want your presence broken before me. Hallelujah. I think of Isaiah the prophet, the man who foretold of the virgin birth of our Lord. The man foretold of John the Baptist coming on the scene. He foretold of a new heaven and a new earth. Talked about the the city of God and the Lord being the light of that city in Isaiah chapter 60. But Isaiah talked about many things. Yet when he was in the presence of a holy God in chapter number 6, he said, "Woe is me." He humbled himself down. And I want you to know, I preached it many times. He had an altar experience that day that cleansed his problem. Church, we need to get back to the altar. Can someone say amen? And it'll cleanse our problem. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6 says this, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and what? And clothed with humility." Why? It says, "For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." I believe the Lord is saying here, if you'll bow your head down, he'll lift our head up. How many have had your head bowed down before? And he's the one that knows how to do exactly what we need. Hallelujah. Turn one more time. Matthew chapter 6. I want to give you three things this morning, and I'm going to close here just in a few minutes. A walk with God is a daily walk, not a weekly walk. It is an ongoing relationship. How many recognize that Christianity isn't a suit of clothes that you can put in your closet and pull out when convenient? But Christianity is what you are and who you are every day. We're thankful for that. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, and I want to bring to your attention verses 9 through 12. How many know we probably could have quoted this? But I want to dwell on three things here using the word daily. How many believe we need to pray daily? I believe that daily prayer is important. Matthew 6 and 9, "But after this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." How many believe that when we pray, we need to begin with worship and praise? I believe that. "Hallowed be thy name." We acknowledge the kinship we have. God is our Father. He's given us an open door. And again, we could talk about the Lord's Prayer this morning. Not going to get into the depth of that. He said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Here we go. "Give us this day our" what? "Daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors." I believe that as much as anything, forgiveness is part of prayer. Worship is part of prayer. I believe acknowledging our dependency upon God is part of prayer. Now notice it says, it doesn't say in verse number 11 here, "Since this is Sunday, give us our weekly bread, and I'll see you next Sunday." How many catch that in the Lord's Prayer? So what can we assume if he's saying as part of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread"? How many can say, well, in order to that for that to apply, we need to do it every day? So I believe we need to pray every day. I believe part of our walk with God is that we pray. And he uses the term, "You give us this day our daily bread." How many recall Israel when they were going through the wilderness and God sent them manna from heaven? 6 of the 7 days they had to go out and they had to gather the manna. And we've been talking about on Wednesday night, before I took off, it's past Wednesday night, we're talking about the different things in the Old Testament. How many believe Jesus is the manna sent from heaven? Amen. Sustains us through the wilderness. Now, what they had to do with the manna, they had to gather it every day. They had to knead it into a dough, and then they had to bake it in an oven. They didn't give them ho-hos and ding-dongs and Twinkies and Wonder Bread and all that stuff. There was some work involved. And I believe God is saying, child of God, roll up your sleeves. There's some work involved. I don't think we need to be lazy people. Amen. Glory to God. And I think getting into the Word of God and feeding us this daily bread, it requires some effort and it requires some work. We have to crack the pages of the book and get into it. Meditate, and I believe, though, it's worth it. Psalm 68, the last verse I will ask you to turn to. David said in Psalm 119, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Seven times a day. Is David saying that if the eighth time comes around and I've got opportunity to praise him eight times, I've already done my seven and I'm not going to praise you no more? Let me sort of get the idea that he means ongoing. As many times as we would choose. Hallelujah. I believe there's plenty of days I praise the Lord more than seven times a day. Anybody with me? Just me? Just me? Hallelujah. I believe we need to worship daily. I believe we need to have our daily bread. Get into the Word of God. I believe we need to have daily prayer. And I want to conclude with this. There are just so many scriptures I could add right now. But notice Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord. Read this with me. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Selah. Brother Micah, every day God loads us with benefits. How many believe your cup runs over every day of your life? Now, here's a thought I want to leave you with. Sister Betty, will you come to the piano this morning? I want you to consider this. A daily walk with God. If He is good enough to load us every day with benefits, are we not good enough to walk with Him every day? Let me catch that this morning. If He's good enough to load us each and every day with benefits, and friends, I want you to know there are days we are less than faithful. Somebody say amen. God forbid. But I want you to know He's still on those days. He's still faithful to us. I'm thankful for Jesus today. You know I'm weak in my body, but my spirit is soaring today. I love Jesus because He first loved me. And friends, before I even had the opportunity to let Him know how much I thank Him and how much I appreciate Him, I want you to know He already prepared a plan of salvation for me. And I am grateful today for the Lord. I'm thankful for Jesus, for what He's done, when that He died on the cross of Calvary for me to be saved and for you to be saved. And you know, this morning, looking across this congregation, don't know every heart, don't know every life. But this morning, if you're not where you need to be with Jesus, if you're not in fellowship with the Lord, and you're not walking daily with Him, I want you to know, friends, you're not doing what's best for you. We read that verse in Deuteronomy 10 that talked about how that what He requires of us and His law is the best thing for us, and it is this morning. I want us to bow our heads in a word of prayer. Everyone all over the building, just no one looking around, just focusing on Jesus today. This morning, I want to give you an invitation to know Jesus. I want to challenge our young people to know Jesus today. If He's knocking at your heart's door, if He's dealing with you and you feel Him tugging right now, I want you to know He's an amazing, wonderful Savior that wants to have a fellowship with you every day. He wants to walk with you. He wants to be your friend in your hard times and your even in your good times. He wants you to be your friend all the time. But this morning, don't turn Him away. If He's knocking at your heart right now, call upon Jesus. Allow Him to be the Lord of your life. I want us to agree in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning. We praise You. Lord, I thank You for Your holy word. I thank You for Your touch and presence. I thank You, Father. Lord, that You're more than enough. You're more than what we need. Your power is sufficient for all of our needs today. And Father, I pray for each person under the sound of my voice. I pray for the young people that may not be ready to meet You. Lord, that You touch and deal with hearts. Lord, I just pray that You have Your way of every soul in this building this morning. Be glorified. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, let's stand to our feet all over the building. If you can, make your way to this altar. Kneel at your seat. But let's find a place and pray this morning, friends. Let's call upon Jesus.